It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Ben and Skin Show 105.3 The Fan. On Tuesday, we interviewed Robert Quinn, the new edge rusher for the Dallas Cowboys. Unfortunately, a little bit later in the day, he fractured his hand. Now, he's expected to return by week one, so we decided to go ahead and air our visit with him because it was a lot of fun. Here's our interview with Robert Quinn.
Joining us now on the Ben and Skin Show is one of the newest Dallas Cowboys and one that we hope accumulates a lot of sacks this year, Robert Quinn. How you doing, Robert?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for taking the time to join us. And it's interesting because you follow the whole league and certain guys kind of become available in different times of the year. And when your name popped up, we were kicking you around on the show. Could he be a fit? And lo and behold, you're a fit. So how did it come to be that you became a Dallas Cowboy?
I've been asked this question a few times, and I keep running it back through my head. But you know, it really came down to my gut. You know, my gut feeling. You know, it was really between here and New Orleans were my two visits. And just from walking in the building from both places, the Cowboys felt like home to me, like where I was supposed to be. So, you know, I just trusted my gut and decided to make being a Dallas Cowboy my new home. But I wish it was more to the story besides just listening to my gut, but that's really how it came about.
Well, we're super stoked that you did listen to your gut and so Cowboys fans, because it gives this team just this elite pass rush. I mean, what does it mean to you to have the difference between just having one elite edge rusher and having two? And with D-Law here as well, does that help you with him drawing some attention, and does it help him with you drawing attention?
I think it's going to be great for our whole D-line in general. I mean, you know, they can only use so many people to protect, or, you know, they're not going to have enough guys to get out on a route. So it's going to be, you know, I guess checks and balances on both sides. But, you know, I don't think it's just me and D-Law who's going to cause some effect to the game. You know, you look at our D-line from we got Ty, we got Malik, who else? Ross, you know, Woody. You know, we got a good group of guys, and everyone's going to contribute some way, some fashion. But it's really just, I guess, building that brotherhood with everyone. And of course, when D-Law's going to get some double teams, I'm sure I'll get some double teams. But it's the opportunities when you get the one-on-ones, you got to take advantage, no matter who's out there. So I think that's just how we set our, you know, really just go out there and play. Once we get our one-on-one, take advantage of it and make something happen.
So Rod is a legendary guy. and, you know, hearing the different guy, like we've known Tyrone forever, and the way he talks about Rod and the reverence he holds him in. Did you know him before you got here? Had you crossed paths with him before?
I was coming out, my draft year. If I'm not mistaken, he was the guy running our D-line drills at my pro day. So
okay.
he got some good work out of us. And then my second year when Coach Waffle came over, I guess he played under Coach Marinelli, so they had similar coaching styles and stuff like that. So I knew who he was. I guess kind of knew what his individual drills were going to be like. But, you know, it's different once you get into a building and actually become, you know, teammates and coaches and stuff like that, and you build a tighter bond and you see exactly what the coaches expect from players and stuff like that. So it's been an interesting run, but you know, every day I see he's coming from a great place in his heart. Regardless if it's a good day or bad day for the D-line, he expects the most out of us. So I know what to expect from him and just try to stay on his good side.
When you you talked about your gut when you walked into the building. Was he one of the first people that you met with the Cowboys?
Oh, yeah.
What was those early meetings like?
Like you said, he was excited to even have this opportunity, that I even had a chance to come here. And, you know, regardless of what was going to happen, you know, he, you know, kept making his pitch. But lo and behold, if he didn't already know, my gut already told me where to go.
Right.
I couldn't tell him at the moment, but, you know, I just had to keep, you know, going on through it. And, you know, like I said, he definitely was excited. You know, he showed some Tampa clips, some Chicago clips, some of the great Hall of Famers, let me take that back, you know, that he's coached over the years and what he expects from us. Mm-hmm. You know, even, you know, we haven't reached those the Hall of Fame type level yet. So, I mean, that's just what he expects for guys to play at a Hall of Fame type level, because he's done it at multiple places. Now is another opportunity this year to see what we can do, you know, under his watch.
Talking to Cowboys defensive end Robert Quinn, has Coach Marinelli given you a nickname?
No, he just called me Robert.
Really? That's interesting. Yeah, just straight Robert.
I mean, nothing yet. I mean, you know, it's actually some of the fans that came up with a million of different nicknames. But from
what?
Well, you know, of course, Bobby, you got Roberto, you know, just whatever they can think of. You know, I'm hearing it all. But as far as coach, I haven't caught one yet. So I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
What is your current hot boy status? Are you a hot boy? Are you a fringe hot boy? Do you have the potential to get entry into the hot boys? Do you have to get a certain number of sacks? What's the status?
Well, I'm knocking on the door, you know, see if they let me in the club. I definitely haven't earned my stripes or passed to be technically called a hot boy, but you know, I guess, you know, they haven't opened the door and kicked me off yet. So I mean, I guess I just keep knocking until. Again, I get the opportunity to earn the title as a hot boy. So, but that only comes during the season. So, stay healthy and make some plays.
Yep,
stay healthy and produce. Okay, so whenever you know, you have a guy, you know, we're here, Cowboys guys. So we haven't been following you closely. So, whenever you do an interview, every guy does the same thing. He goes and looks up your Football Reference.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you go to Football Reference, it lists three nicknames for you. So, you tell me if anybody is calling you any of these nicknames, because it's listed right here. Black Lightning, Elroy, or Gumby. What are the stories on those? And does anybody really call you those nicknames?
Black Lightning kind of started. It was, I guess, around my second year. You know, I was kind of a speed rusher, and you know, we were just getting into it. And it was, you know, Chris Long was the other guy, you know, on the other side, and nickname just started going around. And I don't know. I just kind of took Black Lightning. Elroy, actually. I had that since like high school, you know, it's actually a dance back home in South Carolina.
Really?
It's called, you know, Crank That Elroy, and I went to North Carolina, one of the only South Carolina guys. Elroy just happened to be a kind of a catchy name, so that's how Elroy. I actually got a Rottweiler now that I named him Elroy. So.
Okay, cool.
Then, I'm sorry, and the last one.
Gumby,
Well, if you ask Ty, you say the way my body moves and the way my feet turn, and I guess the way I can contort my body is how you get the
like rubbery,
Gumby.
Yeah, okay.
That's how you get the Gumby, the title. But I literally, everyone has some different nickname for me, and as long as it's not disrespectful, I really don't care what you call me.
I would never want to disrespect you. We're talking to the great Robert Quinn on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. So back in 2013, you had 19 sacks with the Rams, 34 QB hits in that season. What was it about that season where that everything came together for you? And do you feel like the environment is right or everything's right for you to fall back in and have some monster season like that again?
Well, it was similar to a system like this. You know, we didn't have to, you know, we weren't trying to pull D linemen off to get, you know, either linebackers or DBs on the field to rush the quarterback. They left the D line alone and let us handle our job. So, and again, that's as you see what they kind of do here, you know, let the D-line go handle their business. So, you know, that was the one year I got to play in actual, I guess, a true four down front. You know, and I had to take advantage of it. So, you know, again, knock on wood, you know, I got another opportunity here. And, you know, like I said, I'm just been working my tail off, not just me, everyone else, but, you know, just trying to make sure I still – can prove to these guys it wasn't a waste of a trade. So, I mean, you know, I hold myself to a higher standard than I'm sure they do, you know, in the building. So, I mean, I hold it upon myself to get back to not that, you know, to do better than that. You know, honestly, my standards are extreme, even though, but I keep those to myself.
Sure, of course.
Talking to Robert Quinn here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. What is your personality like away from football?
I'm pretty much like this 24/7.
Super chill.
Super chill, calm, cool, and collected. You know, guys. I guess when I raise or hear me raise my voice, something's probably extremely wrong. But I'm pretty much calm, cool, and collected. You know, guy, and even on the field, you know, guys are riled and yelling. I'm all right. What's the play? Let's go.
Right.
You know, of course, after a sack or something, you get high for like 2 seconds, but then I'm back to. All right, come on, let's just play some football. But I might just be my countryside, coming from South Carolina, just very mellow, low key. Or maybe I just – that's what I'm supposed to do, so no need to get overexcited. I don't know. But this is really just who I am. I don't – I'm just a very chill, laid-back type of guy.
So you're not even 30 yet, right?
Not yet.
Correct?
What are you,
28, 29?
29.
29 years old, so you haven't even turned 30 yet. You've got a 19-sack season on your resume. You're going to be in a very defensive line-friendly scheme here.
Mm-hmm.
And you also may not be double-teamed a ton.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get some for sure. So is this a huge opportunity for you to go get your next contract, essentially? I mean, this is a contract year, correct?
I only have 1 year.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's like if I guess what I'm saying, if Robert Quinn was a stock, I would go heavy in that stock because I think you're going to have a huge year. And then if you do that, you're able to be a free agent coming off a huge year. Is that in your mind?
I mean, it's of course, you think about it. But honestly, I think trying to break that down into two parts, you got to start with how you play on the field first. Because if you look at the contract and don't do what you're supposed to do on the field, you completely, you know, shoot yourself in the foot. So, I mean, of course, I know what I have to face. I know I'm getting a little bit older. But, I mean, and only here on a one-year deal. But, honestly, I haven't really thought about no contract. You know, I just really, like I said earlier, I just want to prove to myself that I still got it, can still put up those type numbers and just be happy and satisfied with myself. I made some good money, and I try to save as much as possible. But, I mean, it's just – I want to get back to being happy and putting up those type of numbers is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Is there do you have a football role model? Like, you know, obviously you're gifted physically and athletically to be in this position, but you got to do the hard work and know certain things. So how did you get to here? Who was the sort of football mentor for you? If there was one.
It's kind of myself. I mean, there's, of course, people supporting, but, I mean – I wanted it for myself. You know, no one had to force me to get up in the morning. No, you know, had to force me to go work. Even to this day, you know, I get up at – I'm working out at 6, 6:30 in the morning. That's just who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been that way since high school, middle school, getting up early, get your work done. So you're not, I guess, contemplating or making up excuses why you can't work because now something – so I rather – you know, I'm just a guy, get your work done. And basically a self, I guess in a sense, self-motivator. Because, you know, if you're allowing someone else to motivate you, well, they can stop motivating you too. So, I mean, so basically all my life I've been, did on my own, of course, with support around me, but I was my own motivator.
Talking to Robert Quinn of the Dallas Cowboys on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You mentioned your Rottweiler, Elroy. So, did you consider getting a tiny poodle?
Well, see, here's the thing. My rookie year, my wife, a Shih Tzu. So that was the first dog. So she's, I guess, eight years old. So I have a Shih Tzu, so named Sophie, and she is actually the boss.
Over the Rottweiler.
Over the Rottweiler.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, but I mean, you know, she's the OG around the house. She want to make sure. Look, don't come over here messing up what I done started. So
right.
The Shih Tzu was the first addition, and then Elroy. He's probably about how old is he now? He's pushing a year, getting close to a year. So. It's been an interesting journey for me with these dogs.
You thinking about a third?
I want to get another Rottweiler.
So, poor Sophie.
Yeah, well, then I'm sure I have to get another Shih Tzu as well. So.
And that's a great way to end this bad boy. Robert, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to watching this year, man.
Thank you for having me.
There he goes, Robert Quinn.
What's up? It's Draymond Green, back for my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast, The Draymond Green Show. Unfiltered takes, real hoop talk, and big-time guests. There's no holding back on the court or on the mic. Follow The Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.